relationships will go unconscious first tonight. And I just want you to know, have a nice sleep. You're safe. But you can always tell when I'm talking about the thing that your ego does the most. It will always be the parts of the course that you have the greatest resistance to. So the part of the course you go unconscious on, the part of the course you resist me talking about, or resent hearing from the book, that's your issue. Got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're innocent whether you stay conscious or whether you don't. Because you know what? There's a limit to pain. Yeah. And you will reach yours. Some of us not there yet, but we're loved all the time. Okay, here we go. The special love relationship is the fearful mind's most boasted gift, and the gift which has the most appeal to those unwilling to relinquish guilt. The dynamics of fear are clearest here. For counting on the attraction of this offering of a special love relationship, the fantasies that center around the special love relationship are often quite overt. And here the fantasies that we have around a special relationship are usually judged to be acceptable and even natural. No one considers it bizarre to love and hate together. That's what we do, right? We love and hate together. You say, as a matter of fact, it seems so normal, we think it's normal life. We'll go, oh yeah, of course. You love and then you get upset and you have peace and then you have conflict and you love and you get mad. See, we think, of course, it says right here in the book. It says, no one considers it bizarre to love and hate together. He says, even those who believe that hate is sin, even those who believe that hate is wrong merely feel guilty, but they don't correct it. I feel guilty about the way I treat you, but I'm still treating you that way. You know? He says, this feeling guilty, not correcting it, loving and hating together, having anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack, all enter into your relationship and then looking like it's gone sometime. The Course says this is the natural condition of the separation from God or love. And those who learn that anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack, and hurting yourself and feeling upset all the time in a relationship is not natural at all seem to be the unnatural ones. For this world is the opposite of heaven. This world is the opposite of love, real love. This world is the opposite of truth. These are all Course definitions of heaven. This world being made to be the exact opposite of heaven, which is love, that means what? Everything here takes a direction exactly opposite of what is true. In heaven, which the Course says is a place where the meaning of love is known. So heaven isn't a place. Heaven is really where the meaning of love is known. Wherever you are actually experiencing the true meaning of love, guess what? You're in heaven. All right, it's not on the 16th Street Mall. You know what I'm saying? Heaven is where you are experiencing love. And how do you know when you're experiencing real love? There is no anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack broken into by periods in which it seems like you're not going through it. Okay, so are we clear that there is our love and then there is the real deal? Are we clear about that? And also the Course is saying our way of doing it isn't love. Because if it was love, there wouldn't be anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack. It wouldn't be any attempt to make guilty. You wouldn't feel like you were unprotected. You would not feel vulnerable. You would not feel defensive. And you wouldn't be afraid to trust. That's not love. All right. And I really want God to feel guilty. Just look at me and feel guilty. And feel so guilty because of all of my pain that out of God's guilt, God will help me out. Send me what I need. If I look pitiful enough, thank you, the universe will come to my rescue. If I look pathetic enough, if I look sad enough, if I look like I'm hurt enough, if I have enough anxiety, something will feel so guilty that it will do something for me. It's also like the dynamic that works in our relationships. I'll make you feel so guilty, you treat me the way I want you to treat me. I'll keep criticizing you so much that you'll eventually feel so bad that you will do what I am condemning you about. I love you. And if it's a romantic relationship, in return, you might get some great or not so great sex as part of the bargain. I'll let you have my body occasionally. Provided you act right now. Am I talking something strange? Right, can we admit that I'm not saying anything strange? Can we admit that we don't hear this in average classes? Would you be willing to admit that most classes you go to don't say what we're saying in here? That's why I love this class, and that's why I love you. It's because the people who come to my class obviously don't want to hear it the regular way. You know, and that's why I know people come and go, and come and go again. And that's fine. You know, it's perfect with me. So the Course says heaven is what? Where the meaning of love is known. And then it tells you what that means. Love is the same as union. Here, now I love this. He says heaven is where the meaning of love is known, and we know it's about joining, not attacking. Then it says here. Notice then it says here. Let us know it's not the same place. The fearful man is not in heaven. The fearful man is not in love. The fearful man is where the illusion of love is accepted, in love's place. See, we are where the false idea of love is accepted, in love's place. In other words, here, love is perceived as separation and exclusion. If I love you, I separate you, and if I love you, I exclude with you. I exclude anyone else from my love. I exclude anyone else from my love. When we love each other, we exclude all others. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is a very dangerous sentence that I'm focusing on. Because do you know that here people hopelessly confuse love and sex?
Yeah.
So the minute they hear you say anything about love not being exclusive, the average person in a romantic love relationship immediately go to, are you saying that my partner in a romantic relationship should be free to have sex with other people? I've heard that many times. None of that probably costs your minds, but when they hear that stuff about love not being exclusive, now, you want to get rid of the fear of that?
Yeah.
Love is appreciation. Love has nothing to do with the body.
Oh, God.
The body can... love and the body is neutral. Love is real. So that means what? The body can be used as a means to communicate love, or the body can be used as a means to communicate fear. So that means the body is not love. The body is the means for love, right? So the Course is telling us that love is not what we think it is. So when I say that love is perceived as separation and exclusion, then we need to understand that a fearful mind thinks there's not enough, and so it believes it has to limit, possess, and restrict the other person, or whatever it is. The fearful mind is a controlling mind. It's a manipulative mind. Its only concern is to make sure it can hold on to the little that it thinks that it has, because it believes in loss and believes it could lose it. So a fearful mind in love is a mind that separates and excludes. So that's the same as saying in reality, when I say that I don't want to use you exclusively, I'm saying that I want you to experience the giving and receiving of appreciation from everyone. I want you to not only just experience appreciation with me, I want you to experience appreciation with everyone, because love is appreciation.